Ned Cathers is a man of the North. Canada's North.
We've been living over on the other side with no neighbors, no road access for 26 years.
In this cold wilderness, where the terrain is quite familiar to Cathers, his extended family, his best friends, are anxious to get to work.
We use the dogs for transportation across the lake in the wintertime, and we use them for hauling firewood and back in the hills.
Cathers is a professional dog sled musher, whose home on the edge of Lake LaBarge is about an hour north of the small town of Whitehorse, capital of the Yukon Territory of Canada. The only way in and out of his property when the snow piles up and the lake is frozen is by snowmobile or snow dog sled. In the winter, Cathers works as an outfitter, hosting thousands of adventure seekers from around the world who trek through the Yukon on one of his dog sleds.
They're tough and they're strong, and when you're going and you just see them hour after hour, just those feet just moving fast, and you know you're out under the moon and the northern lights and stuff like that, it's an amazing experience.
Cathers dog sleds are as close as many people can get to a sport known to last for days or weeks. Professional dog sled racing is a test of endurance and can stretch hundreds, even thousands of kilometers through some of the most difficult terrain known to man and canine.
When they're in shape for a long distance race, I mean they're running over 100 miles a day, day after day, and then sleeping in a snowbank.
Dog sledding is a very popular sport in the northern parts of Canada, particularly here in the Yukon Territories. Mushers say while it is popular, it has very little hope of ever becoming an Olympic sport.
You know, there's been big talk about that, and dog racing as an Olympic event.
Lance Mackey is a three-time winner of the Iditarod, a popular dog sled race from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska. He recently finished second in the Yukon Quest, a 1,600-kilometer race from Fairbanks, Alaska to Whitehorse, Yukon. Without an Olympic spotlight to help generate interest and revenue, Mackey depends on sponsorships and endorsements to offset his costs to compete.
We can't make a living with the money that we're racing for. It's just not there in the purses. And it's an expensive sport. So we're always looking for endorsements, like I said, just like any other professional sport.
Mackey says the sport gains popularity with each competition and is drawing interest from unlikely places.
Right now I have a Jamaican at my house training to run the Iditarod. It's gotten that far.
But not far enough for the Olympics. Not in its present form, according to Ned Cathers.
Well, I mean, not the long distance mushing, of course. It'd have to be a shorter, you know, sprint racing in order to have any viewer capability there.
Which might explain why dog sled racing has made only one Olympic appearance. Introduced as a demonstration event at the 1932 Winter Games in Lake Placid, New York, contestants from two countries raced two 40-kilometer courses. The victory went to Canada, which beat the United States. But the sport failed to catch on and continues to search for Olympic glory 78 years later. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, in the Yukon Territory of Canada.